We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We talked a little bit on Facebook here a moment ago about some of the issues, and one of the big ones, as in every city, is trying to fix up these roads. Your road's in pretty tough shape right now.
Yeah, the city of Dearborn Heights was incorporated in 1964, and for about 3 or 4 years, all the roads were paved. And so you get 50 to 65 years of life from concrete roads. And so we have a major challenge of trying to deal with all the roads crumbling at the same time.
So what do you think as far as the gas tax, and what are you hoping for to fix those roads?
Well, we definitely need more money to fix roads. We might have to do something locally, but the difficulty is I don't see the legislature and the public generally accepting a 45-cent increase in gas taxes. So I think we're going to have to look at, and the legislature is going to have to look at various sources of money. But also, what I'm somewhat concerned about is I don't want to have a situation where the legislature cuts state shared revenues and says, well, we're giving you money for roads, and then cut us in our regular general operational budget. So it's something we're watching real carefully.
Now, you were in the legislature before you became mayor, I know, Dan, and you, so you know how it works up in Lansing. So do you think the governor said 45 cents, knowing that there's some trade-off involved and maybe she'll get 15 cents eventually? So
I would say so. And in fact, I served in the House at the same time the governor was in the House, so I consider a good friend. And you have to put these proposals out, and the executive proposes and the legislature reforms those particular items. And so that's a process that's going on right now, and hopefully as a result of it, a solution will come about.
It's all a negotiation, right?
You have it.
What is going on in your city in terms of you and city council? So I know it's kind of complicated, but there's a little bit of an issue involved here about financial review and whether or not the city should hire a law firm or an auditor or something. So where, just quickly, where does that all stand right now? Is it going to wind up in court?
It's going to wind up in court. I'm a certified public accountant. I'm very proud of the fact that I took the city of Dearborn Heights through some of its roughest financial years, and we have almost a 20% fund balance. And I see this as a political witch hunt. People always want to be the mayor, and so they're trying to drum up some kinds of issues. And we are audited by Plante Moran, a very responsible, and we've gotten clean opinions. There's been no problem, but some people on the council want to stir up the pot. And so I think it's a waste of money to hire another accounting firm to come in and audit what Plante Moran already audited.
Mayor, there has been a question of, some people have said nearly $1.4 million has been missing. Is that you're shaking your head? No.
No. Okay, what it was is we collect money from cable companies, WOW, AT&T, and Comcast. And the monies go into a fund, which is a restricted fund that can only be used for cable TV operations. Some people in the community said that could not be used for salaries. And in fact, we had a legal opinion, and we've always watched all our cable dollars by a local attorney who is an expert. And in fact, has represented two or three radio and TV stations in the Detroit area. And he said that it was allowable, that the money could only be spent on cable operations, and particularly, and salaries were allowed as long as those people worked on cable. And we were very specific that we have done that. And so those people who brought that issue up now are backing away and saying, we thought it was to be restricted only for equipment, and they're citing some FEC regulations back in the 2000s which don't apply. The state of Michigan a few years ago forced all communities into a central contract. And that was the cable companies wanted that because they were having to negotiate with every community. And that's what we're following. So we feel very clear, and we got an updated opinion from from our city attorney who dealt with that issue. And he said, everything I told you back in 2008 goes yet today. You're doing the right thing.
So is that money tied into the law firm and the accounting firm that they wanted to hire as far as city council? It's
no,
two separate issues.
No, because they saw that that was, like I said, people are on a witch hunt, and that was just one item. And then it was found that, well, number one, there was no money missing. I'm still waiting for my apology. And the second thing was we've spent the money as it was appropriately spent.
We were talking about roads and infrastructure, but we have not spoken about recreational marijuana. So has Dearborn Heights opted in, or have you opted out?
The city council, I did not have a vote on it, but they opted out. They're waiting to see what the legislature does and the industry and how it results and what kind of a impact on the community. So right now, Dearborn Heights has opted out.
One of the issues we were talking about, too, earlier is you were talking about the influx of the Arab American community in Dearborn Heights and how that's been a big positive for you in development.
Absolutely. We're an inner suburb, and a lot of the inner suburbs are under quite a bit of stress. But we, with the influx, mainly of Lebanese Arab Americans, they brought their money and bought homes, and with their homes and their families coming with them, our population is expanding again. But it's also brought a lot of businesses, bakeries, restaurants, and all the various mosques and everything else. And it's really been a big boost to the economy in Dearborn Heights and to the property values.
So that leads me to ask you about sanctuary cities. Dearborn Heights, not a sanctuary city.
We are not.
There's very few in Michigan, but have you considered that? Has it been a topic of discussion?
No, it has not been a topic of discussion, and it became very noteworthy over the weekend when the president said that's where he was going to send a lot of the immigrants from the southern borders. I've always embraced diversity. I think it has made our particular community a better place to live, and so people are welcome in Dearborn Heights of all different faiths, different creeds, different nationalities.
What can you tell us about future projects, development, retail, housing, shopping? Is more coming?
Yes. In fact, we're working on a collaborative effort with the city of Taylor along our southern border on Van Born Road. So we hired a consultant who's put together a plan. And so from Southfield to Inkster Road, the city of Taylor and the city of Dearborn Heights are going to put about $1.3 million per mile into redoing the roads, and we want to change the rezonings. We want to put new street signs and drastically alter that area and give it a significant boost. And so you've got a good cooperative effort between two communities in order to make that better. And Ford Road is becoming our downtown. I'm very pleased with how that is turning out. So a lot of economic development.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. And you mentioned the city of Taylor. The mayor of Taylor, obviously, has been facing some legal troubles. Are you worried about that at all? Or your collaboration with the city, is that affecting you at all? Or maybe even the collaboration?
We have not had an opportunity to... We hope it does not affect that commitment, but you have other parts of the government in Taylor and Dearborn Heights, the planning commissions, the planners, who are all working together. So we hope that project has enough basis to it that it will get completed. But it has been of concern because both Mayor Sollers and myself had made a definite commitment to making sure the Van Born Corridor project took place.
Thanks a lot. We're out of time, but we appreciate you coming in today, Dearborn Heights Mayor Dan Pletko, on Mayor Monday, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for the honor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.